34, the podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask funny and interesting people what they are nerdy for. I have a fun and interesting guest in my costume chamber. Today, this is my costume chamber. I have a lot of costumes.
Nice.
Yes. His name's Aaron Odin. I messed your name up.
You did.
Aaron Odom. I've announced you on the stage several times.
And you never got it wrong when there was people watching in the room, but when they're on the internet.
Well, no one's
watching. I produced her show for it. It took me
6 months to say Ruiz. Ruiz. It's like brewery. It's not a real word.
You just changed a letter of his name completely, though. So.
Well, I'm dyslexic. If I start splurring my sleech, you're going to tell me.
Anyway, so we got this bourbon on the table.
This is already off the hook. I haven't even started drinking yet. You just started drinking. You sat down. You have to drive home, so don't get too crazy. I guess you could spend the night in our garage.
Okay.
Good. Is there enough space in this house?
There are guest bedrooms out there. It's pretty good.
Steph slept in the garage. It was not a guest bedroom, though. It was just a garage that had a couch in it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a health hazard. If someone's running the motor, you could die.
The couch was in the way of where the cars would have been.
Oh, okay, so they...
Yeah, I love that Amy thinks that other garages are big enough to fit a car and the couch. She's like, yeah, well...
You either have living in your garage or you park your car in there, but it's one or the other.
Yeah,
where do you put all of your golf cart? I'm so confused.
So the golf cart did stay in the garage growing up. That one...
Oh, you did?
We squeezed the golf cart and a car.
Were you on did you grow up on a golf course?
No, we just had
golf carts. You just had a golf cart?
We were in a big subdivision, and a lot of people had golf carts, and I was the golf cart kid riding around all the time.
I bet it made you very popular.
It did. It was a good time.
Had wheels, because you can drive those when you're 6 months. When it starts?
You can just drive that whenever.
Yeah, so you must have been the most popular.
And there was a failed neighborhood connected to my neighborhood. So 2008 happened and all that development just shut down.
Oh.
So it was just dirt roads where a subdivision should have been in the
woods.
Did you
off-road your golf cart?
That was all I did. We had campfires back there. We had fights back there. It was great.
Did you ever get on two wheels?
Oh, yeah. We flipped multiple golf carts back in those woods.
I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, some of us did.
I was going to say, did you lose anyone?
No, not on a golf cart. That was when cars got into play.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried to treat the golf. We treated the cars the same way we treated the golf carts. Didn't work out that well.
Didn't work out. I've grew up in the country and on a dirt area, and we rode a moped through the mud at turning. And that doesn't connect. You
crashed very hard on a moped because of dirt on the road before. Yeah.
Yeah. They're slippery.
They are.
They're slippery little suckers, to use the pretty woman. Was it oysters she was eating?
Slippery little sucker. Well, yeah, it would have been oysters.
Yeah, when she flung it and the guy caught it.
Like a hooker needs an aphrodisiac. That was the fun part about that scene.
I think it's just, why would you bring someone to eat gross food?
Agree to disagree.
You like oysters?
Oh, I love oysters.
You love oysters and bourbon. So we have bourbon, if you're not watching, we have bourbon on the table. What bourbon did you bring?
I brought Old Granddad 114.
That's a great name for a bourbon. Old Granddad, because Granddad already smells like bourbon, and he's 114.
So they make multiple types of Old Granddad, and it is a bottom shelf bourbon. But this one is extremely good, and it's $30 a bottle. Because bourbon has gone insane nowadays.
Everyone's making bourbon.
Well, it's not that everybody's making it. Everybody's buying it. And they're charging whatever they want to charge now.
Is it because it used to be Scotch was the fancy.
Was the fancy, but then we were like, we're Americans. We should drink our American whiskey.
I have a confession.
What?
I don't like Scotch.
That's fair.
It tastes like a peat bog.
The thing is, I do like the taste of a peat bog. I just like the taste of bourbon.
That's because you're a straight man.
That's fair. That's fair. When you
Joel, you missed my good joke.
I heard it. I do like.
Wasn't that good? He's not laughing.
I what? I'm laughing on the inside.
He's a straight man, so he likes the taste of a peat bog or a terrarium.
I do like. Mm-hmm. I like Scotch. I do. I like the peatiness of it.
Does your mouth water when you see a barnacle?
A barnacle? No. Actually, I don't know. That might be a Pavlovian thing. I grew up, my grandparents lived on the river outside of Savannah. So I grew up on boats
romantic.
A lot and like going crabbing and stuff like that. So,
you know how to catch a crab?
Oh, yeah.
Can you turn it right into the sandwich right there? Or do you, have you done the crab that's it just molted?
A soft
not
shell?
A sexy word. Yeah, the soft, it got its
not
new
a fan.
skeleton.
Yeah.
And when do they fry it and they put it in a sandwich and you have to eat all of it.
Well, I mean, it's chewy, so you can get through there. But yeah, that's not my preference.
Does the little pieces get stuck in your teeth and in your gums, the little pieces of crab?
Yeah, they got that, like, it's like their tendons are made of, like, like fiberglass or something. Like, it's weird. Like, it's like cuticle. It's like clear.
Yeah.
But no, we used to, like, take a chicken leg, tie a string to the chicken leg, and then tie the other end to a piece of rebar, throw it in the mud on the marsh, and a crab will come up and pinch onto it and start picking off of it and eating, and you can just roll it in and you have a single crab.
Okay. And then do you boil it?
Yeah, we would do that as just something to entertain us as kids, uh-huh, kind of thing. But my granddad always had, like, crab pots, like, out to catch, yeah, like crab traps.
Okay.
So we would have big crab boils and stuff growing up. Me and all my cousins would, like, we'd all pick our crab, mm-hmm, and then we'd go race them.
Yeah.
We'd race them in the yard.
We did that with lobsters in the north.
See, you come from money.
Did you let the winner go away?
Cheap in Maine. No. We would race them, and then we would wait for all the other crabs to be boiled, and then we would each take our turn boiling our crab because we wanted to eat it because it was ours.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put butter on it?
Of course. Yeah. You have to put butter on crab.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say you're a comedian. You've been doing comedy for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Atlanta? Did you start in Atlanta?
I started in Savannah. So I lived in Savannah for 2.5 years doing stand-up, and my whole life up until then. Mm-hmm. And then moved here in 2017.
Did you have to audition for the new Dukes of Hazzard?
I wish they would have gave me an opportunity. I mean,
the river life and, mm-hmm, the wheeling around in the mud.
I mean, I feel like who was in that with Johnny Knoxville? Who was the other one with the remake?
Wasn't it?
I just remember the original.
Sean Adam Scott.
Yeah, I think it was Sean Adam Scott.
I think it was. Yeah, that sounds right. See, I could have. Yeah, I should have. One of those should have been me, but, like, one of the Duke brothers would have just been like 13, so that wouldn't have worked out that well.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing I love more than, like, the Southern character, but it's a little boy and he's got a real strong accent and he's like, I don't know what y'all are doing around here, but I kicked the cat clear across the barn. Pop-Pop told me I gotta stay outside until I'm 17 now.
That was exactly what I sounded like. Yeah,
what a child. What a flawless accent.
And believe it or not, my accent is nowhere near as thick as it used to be, but I think that since I moved to Atlanta, it's gotten thicker.
Okay.
I think that through childhood up through high school, I was like working to not be a redneck.
Yeah.
And then I moved to the city and just something in my genetics was like, no, you're going to start saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday about days of the week. And then.
But, right. Are you have Southern jokes on stage? I don't feel like you do. I've only heard porn ones.
There's plenty of porn ones. I talk about growing, like, I have bits about growing up on a dirt road and living in a trailer.
Oh, your medical jokes. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
And then.
Wait, say that. I missed your sentence because I was remembering your medical jokes. Say it again.
Say what?
The trailer.
Oh, growing up in a trailer. I have jokes about growing up in a trailer, like on a dirt road. And then.
Did you actually do that or is it fabricated?
Yeah,
before you moved into the place where you had the garage and the golf cart.
My dad.
Did you guys get into high cotton? Oh. Do you know that phrase?
High debt, but it works.
Oh, snap.
The cotton wasn't high, but the debt was.
Oh, no.
So my dad bought a double wide trailer when he was like 19 years old and he put it on property that was his dad's property. So we lived next door to my granny and granddaddy growing up.
Granny and granddaddy.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it was their house, a pond, and then our trailer. And then my Uncle Buddy was on the other side.
Uncle Buddy.
Yeah, Uncle Buddy.
You're painting a picture. Have you written a novel yet?
I could. And it would be completely unintelligible because I would try and do it like how Huck Finn was written, where everybody, like, you just have to do everything phonetically, like how you mispronounce everything.
Maybe it's an audible book.
Could be. Yeah. Could be an audible book.
Yeah.
But yes.
I think that's called a podcast.
At this point, like, just tell me a story.
Or a one-person show. Or stand-up.
We can make all the things.
Uncle Buddy, a pond.
Uh-huh.
Granddaddy.
Granddaddy.
I just love different cultures and what they call their elders. We have a Nona and a Poppy.
Okay, that's Italian, right?
Poppy's Italian. Yes, both of those are Italian.
All right.
And then, but no one's Italian. And then we
love that. Cultural appropriation of grandparent names yeah. is my favorite form of cultural appropriation.
And then we have a Bubba and a Grammy. So we have okay. a Bubba.
Bubba is a good one. See, we have Granny and Granddaddy were my dad's parents, and then Papa and Grandma were my mom's
Granny.
Parents.
Granny. Yeah.
But Pop for short. We just call him Pop.
Pop.
But yeah. So, my dad had like bought a trailer and put it on his parents' land when he was like 19 and then lived there until he married my mom. And then we lived there.
Was that part of the courtship? Like, look, come see what I got over here.
The courtship, she was a single mother and he was like, I don't mind.
Oh, that's sweet.
Their meeting was actually a very romantic. I think so.
They're married.
Yeah, they're still married. They're still doing it. They're still killing it.
Most of it.
But no, they like their little story was very funny because I have a half brother. So like my mom had a 7-year-old and worked at a bank that was right outside of the paper mill that my dad works at.
A paper mill.
Yeah.
Is it 1928?
Not quite.
Okay.
They changed the name since 1928. Back then it was Union Bag. Yeah. And they made paper bags.
Okay. What's it called now?
International Paper.
Oh.
And they make boxes.
Yeah, they sell them to Canada and Mexico.
And toilet
Ooh,
paper.
International.
But yeah, so he started working there right out of high school. And one day he was going, I guess, depositing his paycheck in the credit union right there.
The bank
In the drive-thru. And he put a note in the tube. Saying, yeah. "Will you go? Like, can I take you to dinner?"
Right.
And did that, and she was like the story goes, she talks to the ladies at the bank. And they're like, "Oh, that's Randy. He's so
sweet."
Oh,
it's a small town. They know everybody.
Yeah. So they're like, "He's such a sweetheart. You should go out with him." And she was like, "I have a 7-year-old son," and he was like, "Well, go to the zoo."
Oh.
So he took the kid. My brother on the date with him, and then
And romance.
Ever since.
Yeah, maybe the primates gave them some ideas.
Could have.
Oh, that's a really, what nice people. I slipped that one in there. Did you see it? Okay. Joel's laughing. So I'm going to pour some bourbon because you've got me like.
Do it. I'm already halfway done with this
one. Did you churn any butter or make biscuits while we've been talking this whole time?
No, but I've been thinking about it.
Or some grind up some grits.
Now, some homemade grits that you ground yourself is something that I wish I was country enough to have done. But we never did that.
Do you do it with a mortar and pestle? Pestle?
Pestle.
Yeah, mortar and pestle.
I feel like you do it with a really big stone wheel.
Oh. You know what?
I feel like you have a mill for that.
Yeah.
I'm not cultured, but I watch a lot of shows about ghosts coming back.
Okay.
And one of them, like... The lady people who work near the mill, like the women, their skirts and things would get stuck in it and then they'd get murdered.
That still
Mills
happens.
Mills are dangerous.
Today. That still happens all the time. I work with heavy machinery as a day job.
What's your day job?
I run a machine shop for a factory.
You do?
Yeah. So
all the drills and the eyeglass, do you wear protective eye gear?
I do. Sometimes even a face shield.
That's good. You don't get like metal flung at you.
Yeah. Or in my jeans, which I find when I sit down in my car. That's nice.
Sounds scratchy.
Yeah.
But
I always make new guys watch death videos so they know not to fuck around with the machinery.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, watch this guy get sucked into a lathe and you will be afraid of the lathe forever and that's good. We don't want anybody hurt here.
I had the same thing happen when I learned how to drive. They had a driver's ed class that if you took, your insurance was much less and it was like death on the highway and everyone got murdered. It was terrifying.
Just by cars, Carrie style?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember having
not Carrie.
I remember having to take one of those classes and it's the dumbest video ever. I'm sure yours are accurate. I'm like, no, this is actually how people fucking die on these real ass. Yeah. People do die in car wrecks. I'm not saying they don't.
Ours was a film strip. Like, it was like,
but it's dramatizations of car wrecks as opposed to some dude in China who
really?
they don't have.
Are these videos on YouTube?
Oh, Live Leak. But Live Leak is the.
Is that where you see all the bad stuff?
Exactly. Live Leak is the death YouTube.
Is it? How do you? Okay, I'm not allowed to watch this.
Don't go to this, Amy. Do not go.
Feel like I should know what it is to participate in our culture. I'm not going to go
it's
see
so,
it.
The problem is my algorithm is so
messed
up.
Yeah.
Because I'll just I watch one thing and it's morbid and I'm like, I feel awful.
One
how
more.
Did that happen? Come on, no. Let me start it from the beginning and then it's like, oh, he loves this. We're going to show him car wrecks all day. We're going to show machines pressing somebody's arm into a pancake. That's
nice. Oh, God.
Yeah, and then...
It's awful. I can't watch people suffer. I can't even, like, hear about it. I start to get woozy.
All right, but
I have
I'll
a fight
stop.
Or flight response. No, you like it.
You have a fight or flight response, and the flight is falling down from being woozy. It's like it's fainting.
Yeah, I think I'm. Yeah, the flight is falling down a flight of stairs. Okay, am I supposed to drink some of this bourbon? I have Hellbender Bourbon Whiskey Copper Pot Distillery, Decatur, Georgia.
Hey, local. We love to drink local. I almost brought ASW, but I was almost out of the bottle I had.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can welcome to try this, although you still have a gallon left. I also have Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden is made by, I want to say, Jim Beam.
Okay.
I want to say it's one of theirs. I might be wrong. I just have never been a fan of the little metal band going around it.
It is decorated
it
a lot.
It seems very...
the bottle has a lot of decoration.
It seems like something like a Better Homes and Garden. Or not like, or what's the what's the store that
Crate and
they
Barrel?
Hate? No, they hate gay people. Hobby Lobby. It's a Hobby Lobby ass bottle. That's what that is.
Or the Gaines family. When Basil Hayden Sr. began distilling his smooth bourbon here in 1796.
That was a good year.
It was, right? Kentucky was but 4 years old and George Washington was president.
Washington was president in 1796. All right. We became a country. We declared independence in 1776.
It took us a long time to finish the war and then figure out we were going to have a president and what and like figure out like the.
But he did two terms, so it had to have been 8 years before that. So 1788 was when we actually became.
Organized.
Like built a government.
Things moved really slow back then.
They still moved really slow. True.
I mean, they couldn't tax people to pay for the war because they didn't have a government established.
Yeah, but we didn't have our own money. That was the other thing. We didn't even have our own currency then.
What are you going to do? The only thing you can do is trade crabs.
Yeah, you could trade crabs, which they still do in Midtown.
Is that a joke, like with the downtown crabs? Not downtown, but
Midtown's a very sexual place.
Yeah, so you're talking about the sexually transmitted diseases.
I am.
Ooh. They probably had that back in the old-fashioned times,
I still haven't heard of anybody having crabs lately. Have crabs gone extinct?
Oh, maybe the population is educated enough when it starts to get itchy down there, they treat it immediately, and so it's not being... Oh, no one has pubes anymore.
I was
going
to say, everybody shaves their pubes. That could be it, but...
Is crabs lice in your...
It's type.
It's pubic lice.
Okay.
How do they know that they're in pubes, though?
Apparently, there is a difference between pubic lice and body lice.
And then there's scabies on top of that. Is scabies and lice the same thing?
What's a scabie?
It's a type of lice, as far as I know.
If you get crabs, though, you can get rid of them because it's similar to lice.
Yeah, you just have to treat it.
So it's not
with
a forever thing.
You got to put mayonnaise in your pubes.
I feel like if people are getting crabs, they're probably not talking about it as much because they can just be like, well, let me just go get rid of this here.
Okay, there's something Southern I'd like to ask you about.
Okay.
And I don't want to mispronounce this word. Chiggers.
Okay. It's way easier to call them red bugs. Growing up, we called them red bugs. I didn't hear chiggers until I moved up here, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Did you
hold
up real quick.
What are we saying?
No hard R.
That sounds a lot like another word that my granddaddy would have said. So I feel like he would have said chiggers, but he didn't. He said red bugs. Everybody
did he say the other one?
Oh, yeah, he said the other one. He said the other one a lot.
Ooh, armpit sweating.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. I got flustered. So they attack people's bodies. They're teeny tiny.
They're little and red.
You get huge. I haven't gotten them yet, but people in my family have. Mm-hmm. You get huge bumps. Mm-hmm. Are they inside the bump? And do you have to murder yourself? Well, how do you get rid of them?
As far as I know, the bump is them burrowing into your skin.
Game over.
And they like the thing was, it was like, don't play with the Spanish moss because they like to live in Spanish moss. So, but I also heard that if the Spanish moss was in the tree, then you were good. But if it was on the ground, then it was filled with red bugs. That was like what my parents told me as a little kid.
Because I had a friend catch it from a gun range, from like being in the back of a truck or like the, around the gravel or something.
The smoking table at my job had a red bug infestation on it. It was like a concrete picnic table.
And they were just out there living.
Yeah, they were. Every time I sat down, I would just be.
Don't hit the table. It's okay. Sorry.
It's for effect.
Oh, sorry.
That was me killing red bugs.
That was on purpose, hitting the table. Yeah, if we have someone with jazz hands, it comes through the mic. So I forgot to show you. There's a sign that says don't hit the table.
Well, you had it hidden under your notes.
I did. I have so many notes. Okay, so how do you prevent sugars?
Don't touch them.
But you can't see them.
Okay, you can see them.
So it's not...
I don't like saying that word. Red bugs.
Red bugs.
Red bugs.
They don't burrow under your skin. What they're doing is they are... and you're gonna hate this maybe a little more. They bite you and make tiny holes and inject their saliva, which then turns your cells into mush so they can eat the now liquefied cells.
That's hot.
So they're not burrowing inside of you.
They're hanging out.
They're hanging out and they're just like spitting on your skin to turn poison. Your skin cells into mush and then they eat it. So it's like an irritation reaction.
I'm not as mad at that.
Sometimes they do latch on to you just to stay there and
near
keep
their
eating,
meal.
But,
yeah.
But they're not biting and digging into you. So they're just spitting on your skin and making it into mush.
Like you get really big red bumps and they don't go away and they itch terribly. They go like they're around for a long time.
I mean, I've definitely had them on me.
I've heard a telltale that sometimes they find their way all the way up to the crotchal area. And then you got chicken bites.
Somebody trying to
on your boom
explain
boom.
Away herpes. But, which we've all been there. But
you have a great joke about it.
That was a very weird period of my life. Of believing very, very strongly that I had herpes. That was just a...
What did it turn out to be?
It was jock itch.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole time.
How many months? How many years?
9 months I lived as a single man in my
and
early 20s.
Tearing up your junk area when you're sleeping at night, I bet.
Well, so
People scratch when they're asleep.
It was very uncomfortable. But I went to the doctor. I went to the urgent care. Yeah. I saw a physician's assistant, and she told me.
She took one look at you and was like, this guy's hoeing around town.
Well, like, she's like, why are you here? Like, on the sign-in sheet, I wrote cough, right? Because I'm not going to write down my dick and balls hurt. Like, there's redness on them. What's going on here? So
maybe you should have. You would have gotten a better person to come take a look at it. So you would have gotten the guy who's in charge of all of the wieners in town.
Maybe. But yeah, instead it was this poor lady. And she came in and she was just like, so you're here for a cough? And I'm like, all right, so listen, there's like a rash thing going on. I think I got herpes. And she's like defeated, just.
She's like, she was excited for the cough.
Another fucking one.
Let me see.
She wanted
it.
To like find out if you had COVID, or was this before COVID?
It was way before
way
COVID.
Way before COVID.
But yeah, so yeah, she took one look at it. And I had already said, like, I think I have herpes. And she was just like, yeah.
Oh, you led the witness.
Yeah, I definitely led the witness on that. And then I didn't pay for a test on top of that.
Why not?
Because I didn't have insurance.
How much does a herpes test cost, Joel?
Probably more than I had.
When I got my herpes test, I went to the free health clinic, so it cost me nothing.
Look at you. What a cost saving.
I was in
a rush. I slept with someone with herpes, and then they told me afterwards. And I was like, well, gotta go.
You gotta love somebody telling you afterwards. See, at least when I thought that I had herpes, I was telling people immediately. I went on stage that night with a joke about it. And then I was
classic
on first
comedian.
Dates telling women. Yes. I'm just like, by the way, I do have herpes. And it's just like, all right, now you make your decision. Because I could just go home now.
Yeah.
Like, either way, it's fine. And it turns out that the reason that herpes is such an epidemic, like the reason it spreads so easily, is that women have a very low bar for men. If you're nice enough to tell them you have herpes, they will sleep with you, most likely.
Like, he's and honest.
No, yeah. They're honest, yeah. Well, there at least he's honest.
There was
is there any... Sorry, go ahead.
There was a lady that I had a one-night stand with after I told her that I had herpes. We went back to her place pissed drunk. I woke up the next morning... And she was not in the room, but I could hear like her roommates talking, and I didn't know any of these people. I also didn't really realize how far away I was from where I started in the night. You know, I'm like, I'm in a house. I don't know exactly how we got here.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, I'm going to stay in this bed for a little bit. Let me check my surroundings. So I'm like looking around her room. I'm trying to gather myself. And I'm like, okay, she's got like a big map on the wall. That's cool. She's got a bookshelf with no books on it. All right. That's just got a bunch of random shit. And then I'm like, is that a skydiving helmet? And she walked back into the room exactly that moment. I went, is that a skydiving helmet? And she goes, how do you know what a skydiving helmet looks like? And I was like, because I've been skydiving. Risk taker. Nah, this all makes sense. This all adds up now. That's why we didn't wear a condom.
I thought she was going to come and be like, don't worry, I have it too.
She thought you had herpes and still
didn't. She didn't think I had herpes. I told her, matter of factly, that I had herpes.
So, not like she thought, but I'm saying like you went into this being like, I have herpes. And then she's like, right, no condom.
And then she just threw it in.
Yeah.
All willy-nilly.
Her front lobe's not developed yet. How old was she?
No, she was older than me by like 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's in her late 20s?
She would have been like early 30s at the time.
Early 30s. Yeah. Good. Well, she's living crazy. She have a motorcycle,
she's jumping
too.
Out of fucking planes. I didn't see one.
I bet she doesn't even keep her receipts.
I bet she doesn't.
She just throws them in the
trash.
That's
the thing that you're like really picking up.
How you gonna pay your taxes?
She's crazy.
How you gonna pay your taxes if you don't keep your receipts?
She's not keeping records. She's not trying to live that long. She's just throwing herpes in there.
Yeah, just hey, yeah. Oh, you got herpes. Whatever, we'll roll the dice.
Did she wear a seatbelt?
I don't remember if I did, so I can't tell you that.
How hammered were you?
I was very hammered.
You can get that hammered and your wiener still works. Oh, wait, you're 20.
I was in my early 20s. Yeah.
There is a thing, and we're drinking it. Whiskey dick.
Whiskey dick is very much a thing.
Yeah. Cheers. Okay, I'm drinking. I was working on sobriety. We'll do that later.
Yeah, then you invited me. That's not a good
plan.
I like that you added to your notes while we've been talking. It just says Uncle Buddy Paper Mill on it.
Yeah.
Now. And that's, you know what? That might be the name of my first album.
That's Uncle Buddy Paper Mill or Grit Grinder.
Grit Grinder.
Grit Grinder Granny Pop.
These are just all Southern.
Redbug.
Yeah, Redbug V Chiggers.
Okay, hold up. Y'all also call cockroaches June bugs.
No. June bugs are love bugs.
What? Okay. You have a lot of cute names for bugs.
Cockroaches are palmetto bugs.
For a culture that made one of the worst slurs in the world, you have a lot of cute names for your bugs.
I don't know if we specifically made it. I think
I'm
America
not Googling
made
that.
It.
A lot of times I Google stuff to fact check.
It's gonna
I
ruin
am
your
not
life.
Googling.
I Google the etymology of the N-word right now.
I don't
now
want to.
Because I've always
I'm refusing
wondered
as a producer.
Just be like, my name is Joel, and I want to Google the etymology of my favorite word. Etymologies for words and etymologies for bugs. Is that correct?
I could not tell you. I thought you just said the same word twice just now.
Oh.
So.
Well, you could do etymology. Is that the study of bugs? I think it might be.
I'll look up just for
okay. What's horticulture then?
That's where your horse, you take him to the opera.
Nah.
Etymology is the study of, and then etymology
is the study of things you can eat.
We are scholars. You're eating
we
the
might
bugs
be scholars
in the South? Okay, hold on. Love bug. So, wait, okay.
A love bug and a June bug are the same things.
And what are they if they're not a cockroach?
Well, that love bugs are the ones that connect by the ass.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's entomology. E-N-T, not E-T. Entomology and etymology.
Okay, so which one's which? Entomology is words?
Bugs.
Yeah, entomology is bugs. Etymology is words.
Oh, so I'm gonna call it entomology from
still
now on.
Still not looking
so
up the other one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would do that too because ant reminds you that it's bugs.
That's right.
Entomology.
Yep, entomology. Ruining Thanksgiving.
I was gonna say the same thing. My entomology. Entomology lives in New England. Okay, so love bugs connect are not cockroaches.
No.
Then what is a cockroach called in El South?
So we just called them cockroaches, but I've heard people say palmetto bug because they didn't want to say their house had cockroaches
bug
in it.
And then they really, because palmetto is all over South Carolina. Everything's palmetto.
Yeah, the low country is
what
filled
is palmetto?
With,
is that just a family name or something?
No, palmetto is a bush. Palmetto
it's a bush?
It's a, like, it looks like a palm frond. Like, it has the pointy, spiky leaves to it kind of thing.
Do you know mimosa is like a vine or something?
Mimosa is a tree.
It's a tree.
Yeah, mimosa is
a tree. It's not just a fun drink on Sunday.
Exactly.
That makes you want to kill yourself on Monday.
Now I'm trying to think. Is there other southern drinks that are just... Is a julep a flower of some kind?
Ooh.
What is a julep?
I think it's a kind of drink because they would have different kinds of juleps.
Well, I mean, it's a mint julep, but like I mean, like I feel like a julep might be...
They have shrubs now. Shrugs is a kind of... drink.
It is a sweet flavored drink made from sugar syrup.
All right, fair.
So you could
so a mint julep is just that with mint.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you add a half of a lemon to that, mm-hmm. and you get a whiskey smash, which is the best summer cocktail there is.
A whiskey smash. I learned how to drink in the South. I went to college in Virginia, and I went to a fraternity house, and I said, "Hi, I'm new," and they gave me a whiskey sour,
mm-hmm.
but it was made with like the mix
like
over the
mix.
Counter, full of sugar, full of fake sugars and colors, and it was delicious.
Yeah, of course. Everything bad for you is tastes amazing.
Well, that's the only way you're gonna get an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
21 to drink something that tastes like lighter fluid is to put a bunch of sugar in it.
I started drinking at 13 with my grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandma,
paint
not granny.
Paint a picture. Is she in a house coat? Does she have curlers in her hair and the netting to hold it?
There were points in time when she... No, she never had curlers in her hair. Granny would put curlers in her hair. Grandma was like back in the day, she had a beehive back in the day, but she
would
didn't
she
when I was a little kid.
Would she smoke and spray the hairspray at the same time, thus creating a possible fire problem?
I never witnessed her smoke in the house except for at the kitchen window.
Okay, after, she's classy. She's classy.
She would light it off of the gas burner on the stove. And
out
then,
of her mouth? Like
yeah.
a bit all like dangly off
yeah,
her lip?
She'd crouch down.
Laid it off
and
the
then
stove,
walk
not
over to the window
beehive.
That's on the other side of the sink right there, and she would have a puff. You know,
smoke
you just have
and
a
blow
puff
out
at the
window
because
she's classy.
And then that's also when I started smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
so
did she
me
help
and
you?
Grandma, well, no, she called. She was the first person in my family to find out that I was smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And
do you still smoke?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. So, you smelled a little bit like smoke when you came in.
Yeah, that'll happen. So I started smoking cigarettes around 13. My older cousin had cigarettes, so I was bummed off of him. And then one day I had a pack of cigarettes in my pocket, and she was like, "What's in your pocket?" And I went, nothing. And she's like, "I've been smoking since I was 9 years old. You have a pack of cigarettes in your..."
She was smoking, she was nine.
Yeah. She used to hide under the porch, is what she told me, and like to not go to school, like to skip from school. And she would have her sisters pass her cigarettes through the cracks in the porch.
So
like
she could smoke.
So she could smoke
under the
there.
Porch.
They called them Tootsies. Hand me a Tootsie.
And skip school.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't go a day without smoking. That's how addicted she was.
Exactly. And she's still kicking. She's killing it.
Wow.
She's my favorite person. I
and
love
like
my
some
grandma.
People,
hey, Grandma.
No, some people don't smoke at all and they still get lung cancer.
Yeah, that's why I feel like genetics have a big... Like I'm counting on this. I'm counting on genetics playing a very big factor in whether or not you
well,
actually get cancer.
Unfortunately, the genetics that you have are different from the ones that she had because of all of the endocrine destabilizing chemicals in your
I
life.
I have eaten a lot of steroided chicken.
Yeah.
I do eat a lot
have
of fast food.
Have you started growing feathers yet?
Not yet, but one
I'm
day.
Growing the thing that the chicken has under its neck right here.
A gizzard?
A gizzard. My gizzard's
gizzard
coming
in.
There
and we can fry it, you know. From the deep south. You gotta have gizzards and livers.
Chicken livers. People used to eat a lot more of the animals, and I learned about when World War II was happening,
mm-hmm.
the federal government started pushing, like, y'all, have you tried tongue? It's the best. So they could send the good
A lingua
the good
taco
parts
is a fantastic taco.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, lingua is beef tongue.
Beef tongue.
But... I mean, that's the thing. As a country, we don't eat a lot of stuff that like everybody else eats. Like you can't sell horse meat here.
No, in France they eat it.
But everywhere else eats horse.
I don't like eating horses. I don't like eating cows. They taste delicious.
I've never had
friendly.
A horse. I've never eaten horse. I should say. I've never owned or eaten a horse.
I have a friend who was a science teacher, and mm-hmm. when her horse died, she butchered it with her students. They were all biology mm-hmm. AP class people, so they like dissected it and then cooked some of it.
That's more fun than a frog.
Yeah.
That's way more
fun
than a frog.
It's a huge horse. That's hands-on learning.
My uncle had a goat that died, and we barbecued it, and that was the first time I had goat. And at first, they were pets, and then they became food. And
after
now,
that? Like, yeah. After the first one went?
After the first one, I was like, I will eat goat at every opportunity. Goat rules.
I feel like goat's tough. I feel like you have to marinate it properly.
Cook it for a long time.
Yeah, I was about to say, goat is very tough.
Yeah, but you do some barbacoa. You let
slow roast.
That's I hear you're engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If I was to break in onto you guys, would you be putting a dry rub on her? Like, how far are you taking this?
Putting a dry rub on her? I'm getting her ready for the smoker. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're really into these smoked meats, and it's too early. How old are you?
I am 30.
You have to wait. 38 is when you hit smoked meats hard. Like, you're going to get this, like, the smoker. You're going to get the green egg.
See, the thing is you have to have a yard for those things. Yes. And I hope by 38 that I have a yard. But I'm very far away from a yard right now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I barely have a front porch.
Comedy's not a good industry for yards.
It's not at all. All my friends that I grew up with own houses and have like pools and shit. Yeah. And I'm just like, I live in an apartment with my fiance.
Does she have a good job?
She has a good job, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, she works in PR.
Can she be the camp director for the family?
I hope so. I hope so. She can be the breadwinner. That would be nice.
Yeah. You have to just have one person who's good at making money.
Yeah. Right now, it's not me.
Yeah. You're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We did a bunch of Southern things. No, I'm still on. I still need to know about all these damn bugs.
Okay.
Love bug, June bug.
All right. So the little black flying bugs with an orange head, right, that you see during the summer.
There's
two of them. No,
the ones that look like a triangle.
But there'd be two of them connected together.
Oh,
you know, so there's like orange on each end. You live in Georgia. You have to have seen them.
I think we spray.
All right, that's fair. There's DDT all through this neighborhood. That's what they don't tell you.
Yeah, this is probably why the Country Club does.
But no, you have to have seen them. They're just everywhere in the summer. Your windshield gets covered in them.
They're always humping.
They're always fucking. That's why they're love bugs.
Oh, that's good for them. Instead of whore bugs.
Yeah, little slut bugs.
Bugs. And then what's a June bug?
Same thing. June bug and love bug are the same thing.
Oh, okay. Maybe when they're not humping, they're called June bugs?
Maybe. I feel like people say they come out in June, and that's where I came from. But when it's warm, they're out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call ticks?
Ticks.
What do you call lice?
That's lice.
Okay. Flies?
Asshole. I don't know. A fly is a fly. Like, I'm trying to think if there's any weird bug names. Like, I feel like red bug is the only real, palmetto bug. But like I said, we didn't say that in my house. That was roaches. That shit's gross. People who wanted to pretend like it wasn't gross called them a palmetto bug.
Mm-hmm. Well. When I moved to Atlanta, we were in a rental house, and I went to get in bed, and a roach fell. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
A palmetto bug fell down from the ceiling,
sweet tea.
Right down onto the pillow I was about to put my head on.
Well,
I was lucky it was before. In the first apartment I had in the city, I woke up to a roach crawling over me.
Where was it?
On me.
What part of your body?
Like, stomach.
And your tum-tums?
Yeah.
Near your vulnerable organs. That's right, where a knife will go in and murder you if you're at war.
And I woke up in a... In a flick.
Did you hit somebody next to you?
I felt contact. I knew I connected with
your fingies. Crispy body.
And then I pretended that didn't happen and went back to sleep. Because I was working... I had to be at work in like an hour. And I was already trying to... I was doing so good at getting 4 hours of sleep that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Work was coming early. God, comedy sucks for a day job.
I feel like you don't get attacked by roaches. I hear there are infestations, but I've only ever seen like one.
People talk about spiders biting you in your sleep. They don't talk about
roaches bite you in your sleep? I'm moving.
It's not spiders biting. You bite spiders. That's what it is.
You eat spiders
in your sleep. But I don't believe that.
I
feel like that's bullshit.
With a spider bite once or twice.
I have woken up twice from a spider bite.
Yeah.
I got bit on the face twice.
Oh, in my sleep. Trying to kiss you.
Yeah.
It was a love
to get
spider.
Me back for all those spiders we ate in our sleep, apparently. But no, I got bit on the eyebrow and it like looked like my whole eyebrow covered my eye. And then I had like one on the chin and I had like a second chin.
Oh my gosh. Has anyone in your family been bitten by a recluse and or bit by the venomous snakes here, the copperheads?
Okay, so brown recluse, Pop, he was like getting firewood. So my grandpa was getting firewood and that's where they like to hang out.
For sure.
And one got him on the hand and it like rotted a spot of his hand and then it took forever to heal.
I bet it was just the cigarette from his wife burned him and he had to make a story.
Maybe. Could have been that. Could have fell asleep with a cigar. You know, you never know.
A cigar. But, a cigar.
Yeah, a little cigar and his Mercedes. But
a Tootsie? What's the cigarettes called?
Yeah, she called them Tootsies when she
was
little.
Like a Tootsie Roll.
Until now, she just refers to it as, I'm going to have a puff.
Mm-hmm. A puff.
I'm going to go on the porch, have a puff. You coming?
Yeah.
One of those. But yeah, so Grandpa got bit by a round recluse. I have a buddy that I used to go to hardcore shows with growing up. He kept snakes in his house because he's a dumbass.
Ugh.
And he would keep venomous snakes. He's the guy around our area where if you have a snake in your yard, he'll come get it.
Oh, like cool.
He posted it on Facebook like, hey, don't kill it. I'll come relocate it. Like he's Steve Irwin of Savannah, right? And he had a copperhead, like a fucking grown adult copperhead in an aquarium.
A cooler.
In his living room.
In a fish tank that was meant for one goldfish.
Yeah, just had it in there.
No time.
And every now and then he'd get the hook out and he'd fuck around with it. And then one day it bit him.
Oh, my God.
And it got him on the finger. And now, as an if you're an adult, it won't kill you.
Okay.
To be bit by a copperhead.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
And then, like, you really lose part of your flesh and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't have health insurance. I'm going to ride this out, which, great decision.
His front lobe is amazing. So, it's killing it. It's killing him.
He rode it out for all of, like, 18 hours and then was like, this sucks. Like, my finger is killing me. I need to go to the hospital. So he went to the emergency room and they were like, there's nothing like we can do. Like even a pain pill isn't going to like help the pain you're in right now.
Could they have sucked the venom out if he had gone earlier?
No, it's gone.
There's nothing.
Well, you need anti-venom and it's too late. That shit's already in his system.
When do you do anti-venom?
You have to do it quick.
And do they sell it near the Basil Hayden? How do I get some?
They might. I mean, depends on what liquor store you go to. But...
Oh my god.
Yeah,
gosh.
Like, but so he just, they were just like, oh,
do they inject anti-venom where the bite is?
I think get in an IV.
Oh, and it goes throughout your whole body.
Probably. I'm not a doctor. I want to say this publicly. I am not a doctor. Cigarettes don't cause cancer.
I had a lady in the neighborhood stepped out on her back porch wearing no shoes and... It was like an elevated porch, so she didn't think she needed to be extra careful. Stepped, I guess, on or near copperhead, bit her foot, and she lost a lot of the tissue on her foot. And she went to the doctors, because she's no dum-dum.
Hey, all he lost was a fingernail, so she shouldn't have went to the doctor. I think the doctors actually made her foot go bad, you know?
Oh, maybe.
Fauci's behind this.
It's all Fauci. Except she was wearing a mask. Okay. All right, I'm gonna find out what kind of nerd you are.
Okay.
Thank you.
We haven't
teaching
nerded
me
out on anything today,
know,
except for
right?
bugs. And
thank you for
being
teaching me more about the Southern culture. Oh,
of
real
course.
Quick, did you go to school in like the public school, or did you get homeschooled?
Oh, I went to a public school.
You didn't get homeschooled.
Oh yeah.
A lot of comedians.
That's why I can talk to people.
I went to the same. I went to the same elementary school and the same high school that my dad went to.
Yeah. Same.
Growing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Marlow Elementary was the elementary school.
We didn't even talk about your county.
And then Effingham County High School was where I went to high school.
Can you imagine being a high school student and the name of your school is Effingham?
Effingham, also known as Methingham. We went to Methingham getting high school.
People are like, I'm going to make you squeal like a pig. Like, it sounds like they're trying to be romantic with the pigs.
Oh, it was redneck as hell. As far as I know, no bestiality went down, but could have very easily.
It's in the title.
It's right there. The thing is
I wouldn't have thought about it until I saw it.
We were on Dateline. We were on, it was a Dateline. It was 60 Minutes. There was a 60 Minutes episode about a double murder that happened in our county. Girl that I graduated with.
Oh, so sad.
Her uncle killed her dad because of some affair.
Brothers.
Yes.
Yes.
Brother versus Cain and Abel style over a woman, right? And they did this whole 60 Minutes episode off of this murder because, like, he had a bruised shoulder from a shotgun that he killed one of them with. And he was like, I got drunk and fell and hit the toilet. Like, that's where that bruise came from. Like, it was all this, like, convoluted explanation. So they're like, there's a story here. We can sell this. So they did it, and my favorite part of it was the voiceover on 60 Minutes saying, in a small town in Effingham County, Georgia. Effingham. They said Effingham, like it was Buckingham Palace. No, it's Effingham. It's Effingham. Effingham County. I grew up in a place that where you didn't say the city because the city was so small that people only knew the county.
Well, maybe the cities are like kissing cousin. I am my own sister.
I did
sister.
Kiss my cousin. That'll happen. I mean, it's a small place. You get it where you can.
All the cliches.
Yeah. Everything's there. But we weren't as bad as the Tiger Ridge people.
Okay.
Tiger Ridge is where the inbreds were.
Oh.
But they had
great
tigers
Christmas are so
lights.
Exotic.
That was the thing. Yeah. Their Christmas light display was very big. Wow. Every year. It was
the church collecting money to help people pay for the electricity bills.
Maybe. But also, I think their church was like on a porch.
Their church was on a porch?
Yeah. I feel like they were like a tent revival type.
Oh.
Town. They were
yeah.
one of those.
Revivals. Have you ever been to a place where they're using snakes for church stuff?
Not for church. Just for entertainment. Yeah, we weren't Pentecostals.
What's for entertainment you're using a snake in church?
That was the rattlesnake roundup.
Okay, what's a rattlesnake roundup?
So, rattlesnake roundup was a fair that happened in Claxton, Georgia.
A fair.
Yeah, like, it was a fair.
Carnies are coming
exactly.
to town,
you
and
rides,
we're all going to die on rides.
You got games, you got whatever. You got rigged coin, like, you know, ring
yes.
toss, all that stuff. But also, a bunch of rattlesnakes.
In cages would, or just loot, we're all going to catch
would,
them?
They would do different things with the snakes. They would have... They would have like
my mind
they would
is blown.
Dump out like a bucket of snakes. They would have like not even a bucket, like a one of those like storage container little
yes.
things that you like put
yeah.
so, something you would stack in a garage.
I see
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
But just loaded down with rattlesnakes, and they would just dump those
oh
into
my
like
gosh.
A big like fenced off area, and then there was a oh. guy whose job it was to fuck with them. I don't know. Like, it was. They quit doing it because they said that it was animal cruelty.
Well, I was gonna
but
wonder,
can you be cruel to a snake?
Are the rattlesnakes getting along when they're all in the Tupperware like that?
I think it makes them warm and they like that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they only strike non-snakes. Do you think? Is there snake on snake?
There's
homicide?
Snake on snake crime. Yeah,
snake on snake,
snake crime
happens
all the time. King snakes eat other snakes.
That's different. Because do you think I'm getting very nervous because we're talking so much about snakes. I can feel the hairs in the back of my neck standing up. Do you think a big rattlesnake will eat a small rattlesnake? Do you think the mother of a small snake will eat its young because it doesn't know who it is because they just dropped the eggs and left? So many questions.
That's a good, you know what? That one does stump me. I've only seen a pregnant snake, not a snake right after it gave birth.
How could you tell if it was pregnant or just had a big meal?
They're thicker. They're thicker at the bottom. Well, also we killed it.
Oh, and you looked inside.
Yeah.
Because you're a scientist.
Yeah.
What was the name of the rattlesnake?
The rattlesnake roundup.
The rattlesnake roundup. Not going on my vision board. Okay. We're gonna find out what kind of nerd you are very quickly.
Okay.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Dune.
Oh my gosh, you are right? Everyone's doing Dune right now.
Everybody's doing Dune right now, and I'm very happy about it.
Did you read the books?
Yes, all six of them.
Did you watch and then have to rewatch the first one because you wanted to have it fresh in your mind before the second one came out?
I just have rewatched the first one a lot because it's my favorite sci-fi
book
series.
It's on repeat.
Yeah.
Do you put it on to comfort yourself?
I saw. So that's the going
that's
to sleep.
That's a really
movie.
Big snake.
No, no. Dune Part 1
it
is the going to sleep.
It reminds you of your home
because
it's big snakes.
That's right. And there's worms. So, I mean, we were fishing. We hit a cane pole. What? Anything. But, no. So, yeah. Star Wars was my shit until they did, like, Episode 8. And then when episode 7, like Force Awakens, I was like, damn, they brought Star Wars back. This is amazing. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I got interviewed on the local news in Savannah because I was the first person in line for the premiere of Star Wars Episode
7. That's how much you were into it.
And then Episode 8 came out and I wanted to walk out of the theater
during
in the first 20 minutes.
And they've done so many redos on Netflix and whatnot, and it's really hard. Or Disney is so hard to watch.
They killed my childhood. So
you're not bitter though.
But the thing is, there are people who were mad about the prequels when they first came out.
Right.
But I was a little kid.
They were perfect for you.
So that was
they were
made
designed
for
children.
It was great.
Jar Jar Binks doesn't make you
now
angry.
Now I'm an adult, and they did it to me too. So I was like, well, what the fuck is this?
They don't care about you. They're
people
going,
who never use the Force once in their life are flying from the vacuum of space back into safety. What is happening? So a friend recommended that I read Dune one day, and I read it, and then I ended up reading all six of the books. None of the Brian Herbert books because way to rape your father's corpse. For money, but his son has just been making like 20 books since his dad died.
Okay.
Being like, these are all Dune.
Well, they have like things like Grisham or whatever. Like, people are dead and they're still releasing books and it's just written.
It's like how there's a new print. It was like there was a new Tupac album every few years for a while after he died. There's still some print stuff in the vault.
Mm.
He's like, this is from my father's notes. And it's like, how many fucking notes did he have?
Well, they need to keep
you wrote a whole book off of one line.
They're trying
a note.
To cash out. Have you ever been an Eagle Scout?
No, I was a Cub Scout.
Okay. You didn't make it?
I remember being a Cub Scout. I don't remember being in a in the Boy Scouts.
Did you have to in the South where you grew up in Effingham County as a Cub Scout? Did you have to catch snakes?
No, I just did that on my own.
Did you have to practice kissing on your cousin?
Also did that on my own.
Was she hot? How old are you?
She was very hot. I didn't know she was my cousin.
This is what happens in a small town. They don't tell you this part about it. I grew up in a small town,
I had no idea she was my cousin. Until one day I saw her and her family in Walmart, and I was like, her dad taught me karate. Oh, fuck. No, that's my cousin.
That's your cousin.
My dad told me that was his cousin who taught me karate. And if that's her dad, then that's my cousin.
How old were you?
I was like fucking 17.
I mean, the thing that
kissing is a light way of saying
what happened with you.
I fucked my cousin. Yeah. I just didn't know she was my cousin.
Good for high five.
How removed? You're talking second, third.
This would have been like fifth. There were married cousins closer than what I
screwed.
It's
not great.
Yeah.
But you're not going to make a Cyclops.
Here's the biggest thing, I feel like, especially in small towns like that. If you do it again after you find out.
I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
You kept going back to the well?
I went one more time.
Well, there we go.
That's a fifth cousin.
That's almost not related.
Almost great grandparents. Still some, though.
You share great
grandparents. I was trying to give you an out here.
We were trying to make it nice.
I don't need it.
It's like your first cousin once removed her bra.
The joke was always, I had sex with my fifth cousin. You'd think I would learn after the first one. But
after the first cousin,
that's a fun one.
That's a good one.
No, it was. Hey, there's a girl, and then later on, I went, ah, shit. My dad told me that was his fourth cousin, which makes like fifth cousin once removed. I don't know how that once removed.
But then you're relying
happens.
On hillbilly math for him to actually know what fifth cousin means.
That's
like,
also true.
You gotta get it's real
I
gets
feel
real
like
tricky.
In small ass towns like that, though, you're gambling with everyone you sleep with.
Oh, 100%.
You're like, wait, you were born here? Well, pretty good chance.
There's also the whole thing of like, even if we're not related, there is a chance that like my dad fucked your mom.
Oh,
at some point in the past.
Both gentlemen have a taste.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I don't know. I don't exactly how long your family's been here, but mine's been here for a little while, and I'm pretty sure there's roots spread out at this point where, like, I'm not going to avoid that.
If there's five families for 100 years,
yeah,
that's a lot of hooking up.
That's one family at the end of the day.
That's one family at the end of the day. I had a friend who was hooking up, and then her mom, she came like, yeah, I just, I'm dating Bobble so-and-so, and her mom's like, oh, God, and they ran to the hall where they had, like, the family tree. And she's like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, it's far enough away. It's okay. You can continue to date
him. My family tree didn't have any branches. It was just straight up. Yeah. That's not good.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
And then when I went to get, I grew up in a very small town, and I went to get married there, and I went to get my wedding license, and the lady at the county clerk's office was like, oh, I'm actually your cousin. I was like, oh my, I'm so sorry I didn't invite you to the wedding. And she's like, that's okay, honey. If you invited everyone in this town to your wedding, there's going to be no one left over to work the reception. So, to your wedding that you're related to. I forgot the related to part.
I didn't grow up around any family except for my grandparents. So, I guess, sad on me, I didn't have a chance to fuck a cousin.
My mom has 50 first cousins.
Oh,
that's too many.
God. Yeah. That's going great.
My grandma was one of 11, and then every one of them had, like my mom is one of two, but that was like on the light end.
We're talking everybody. We're talking like
my Thanksgiving is 60 people at a minimum.
How many bottles of bourbon do you go through your Thanksgiving?
Let's see. There's one or two bottles of bourbon, one or two bottles of VO. And then there are multiple bottles of rum.
Arr. I didn't know you're half pirate. Is that because of the river?
Yeah, they're on Tybee.
the pirates.
Thanksgiving's on Tybee.
Okay, but when you're done, do you guys use your guns to shoot the bottles?
We do not shoot the bottles.
Do you say yeehaw?
I mean, I say yeehaw. Can you do a rebel yell? I learned what a rebel yell was recently because nobody knew what it was. There were no recordings from that time of the Civil War of what the Confederates were screaming going into battle.
Uh-huh.
But there is like an account of it where it is a high-pitched shrieking sound.
Yeah. Right?
So a rebel yell is just, yee! It's just that type of yell, but you're about to go shoot or stab somebody.
I feel like livestock are going to start coming that you did that sound
they
in
might
here.
Have.
they called them for biscuits.
Yeah, like there is a donkey somewhere that is heading my way.
Time for grain.
Because we used to just, we had donkeys and goats growing up.
Before you ate them.
Yeah. Well, we didn't eat our donkeys. We just, like, we sold our donkeys and goats off.
To do what? To go labor?
Somebody, either to cut grass. Because that's the reason to have
donkeys are friendly, goats. But they are loud.
So you need donkeys to
protect
be
the
companions
goats.
And keep coyotes away.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
but
because they'll kick a coyote and they'll grab it by its neck.
They will. So you have donkeys for that, but then it's a weird thing. Like a donkey's a good companion for a goat, and a goat's a good companion for a horse. That's where the phrase comes from.
What's the phrase?
You got to get that horse a goat.
That's a phrase?
Yeah, you got to get that horse a goat. He's going to lose his mind. If somebody's about to lose their mind because they're alone too much, you got to get that horse a goat.
You got to get that horse a goat. I do have a friend who got a donkey for their horse.
Donkey works too. You need a companion.
Okay.
And a donkey's cheap. You can get a donkey
is
for
that
like $200.
Really, will you Google it?
Nothing came up.
This is just what they say in your
family.
You
gotta get that horse a goat. No, that's a real Southern saying. I'll stand by that.
I'll say this, as far as Google standards, I was typing all of it out, it did not even come close to guessing that.
You have to drive. What? Be careful.
I don't think
done.
Palo Alto knows what the
you
fuck's going on.
You gotta get that horse a goat. You gotta get that horse a goat.
You gotta get that horse a goat.
Can you say the same thing, like, if you feel like your son needs a girlfriend?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay.
He's in the shower for too long? You gotta get that horse a goat.
Being a teenage boy, you can have a girlfriend and still be in the shower too long. Listen, that's just...
Here's what's fucked up about that is, at one point, one of, like, my family, like, one of the neighbors in our neighborhood at one point, like, she told my mom, like, you know why he's staying in the shower so long? because he's jacking off in there. And now, yes, I was jacking off in there, but also I just like a long shower. That's a very relaxing place to stay.
For some people, it's the only it's the only alone time they get. And if you're an introvert, you're going
to
be in there.
To this day, I'll take a 45-minute shower, and I'm not jacking off in there. I'm just fucking chilling.
You're crying because you're an adult now.
Yeah.
And you're probably hungover most of the time.
Nobody will see the tears because the water's already on my face. So it's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Have you ever... do you play chess?
I do play chess.
You do? Are you good at it?
I'm fairly good at it.
Do you play it online?
I do.
You do online chess?
I played 6 games of chess online today.
That's what my whole family does. They do that all the time.
I saw the big chess board downstairs when I walked in.
Did you like it?
That's a very nice chess board.
Do you have one at home, but it's the North and the South soldiers?
I don't, but that would be funny. My high school mascot was a Confederate soldier.
I believe it.
We were the rebels, and it always at one point there was like it's at every football game there was a kid in a Confederate
outfit.
Uniform.
Yeah.
Also, there are pictures of me on the internet waving a rebel flag, and it was for football.
It was for football.
I was cheering for black people while I was waving that. God damn it!
Do you have black people in your village?
In my village? Well, our school was 50-50. That was the thing. Like, our school was, like, half black, half white, mm-hmm. but we were the rebels.
Was it divided where people were allowed to live?
No, we were in the country. Like, everybody just lived all
together.
Over. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Rollerblades?
What about them?
Do you have them? Did you do them?
Did
you have a gay phase, I guess
I
I'm
have
asking?
The, yeah, fruit booting, as we called it back in the day. No,
what do you call it?
Fruit booting.
Fruit booting is
yeah,
a rollerblade.
I love
it.
That's your rollerblades. But no, I own a pair of rollerblades right now, but it was for hockey.
But you
during the pandemic, me and Will Foskey were playing some roller hockey.
Well, that's I'll allow it. Do you live in Midtown? Because you could use them there.
I do live in Midtown, but I'm not trying to attract a mate.
You could go for the gay pride parade.
I could.
And just like have a streamers, rainbow streamers in your hair and tiny shorts and tall socks.
I like
and
all
your rollerblades, no shirt.
Everything you're saying.
A little tiny backpack.
I'm in.
Let's go. Paint a picture.
I'm trying to meet the fellas.
Do you speak a second language? And hillbilly doesn't count. No?
Shit. Que hora es?
Que hora es? Pins. Everybody have a denim jacket with pins on it?
No, I've never been a denim jacket guy.
That was probably in the 80s.
Well, the thing is, I knew a lot of dudes with denim jackets. Because
I
grew up in hardcore. I have a leather jacket now.
Did you have a Carhartt?
No, I never had a Carhartt.
I had a Carhartt.
I never had a
leather jacket.
Yeah, I have a leather jacket now. It was my grandpa's leather jacket, and it's very nice.
Oh, is it classic?
It's like, yeah, it's like a dressy leather jacket.
It's for fancy times. Does it? Yeah. How much chewing tobacco is in the pocket?
My dad. Chewed Red Man chewing tobacco, which is
not Red Bug.
No,
Red Man. Okay.
Which is no longer named Red Man.
Oh, that's a slur.
Yeah.
You can't
say
that.
It's no longer Red Man. They changed it to something else. I don't know what. But
he
chewed chewing tobacco my entire life.
Did he spit into cups? And then, did you ever drink one on accident?
My mom did.
Oh!
And they almost got divorced because it was in a Sunkist can.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And she thought it was a sip. She thought she was going to
quench
her thirst. And all of a sudden,
nicotine.
She was vomiting.
Yeah.
But, so the rule after that was it had to be in a red Solo cup with paper towels in it so that you would know what the hell was going on. But he chewed tobacco until he got his last tooth pulled.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's filled with molasses. That's the whole thing. Like chewing tobacco is
your father has all of it.
And molasses.
Your
he
father?
Has full dentures.
Okay, your father has zero
and
teeth.
He will take them out and reapply
the denture cream.
Yeah, and then
stick them back in.
Back
does
in.
He stick them in the
public.
Dishwasher?
I don't think he does that. I think he takes them out of his mouth and brushes them by hand. But But yeah, so full dentures on him from the Red Man chewing tobacco.
He succumbed to his pleasures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he quit after that. After there were no more teeth to chew with, he was
done.
Well,
maybe that was his end game. Okay. Do you write fan fiction?
No.
Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet? Don't read these. Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet?
not a party. I have given them like food, like people food for their birthday.
Have you ever made have you ever made a costume for a pet?
No.
Okay. Do you have a coin collection?
No.
A sword. Have you ever
Hold on. I have a bunch of silver coins. That's just because they're silver.
What are they, dragoons? Like what?
No, pre 1964 like quarters are actual and silver. Dimes were actual silver. Okay. So that's worth money.
So you're keeping them in a special place. And is this part of your doomsday plan? Do you have gold?
No.
Do you have cash saved up and gasoline and water saved up somewhere?
If I had room, maybe. But okay. I just got like a coin jar that's just for pre-1964 coins. Because they're worth more than they're worth.
Okay, so this is like your starter kit for having...
I mean, this is me investing as a broke comedian.
Yeah, you're
right. It's me being like, yeah, I got precious metals at the house.
This is close to like...
I got a fucking quarter from 1954. It was right when they put in God We Trust on it.
Okay. We're getting real close here. Have you ever held a sword? Is there a sword in your family?
I've definitely held a sword, but like, there isn't one in my family.
There's like a Civil War sword.
I mean, I've known many mall ninjas in my life.
Mall ninjas. Yeah. Yes. We had a long talk about the one that goes, the people who sell the swords at the swap meet.
Oh, flea market people. Yeah. I used to buy blowguns and ninja stars. That was my fun thing at the flea market.
Have you ever held a ferret?
Yes, I've held one.
Was it, how old were you?
I couldn't tell you. I think my brother had parrots as pets. Ferrets as pets.
Okay.
When I was a very small child, but I barely remember that.
Yeah, he probably wanted to get a girlfriend and got rid of them.
I've done drugs. I've hung out with people who own ferrets.
Okay, you're cool. All right, I think I know what kind of nerd you are.
Okay, which one is it?
And I don't even know if it's a nerd, but it's like you were made out of a corn cob pipe. Like it's like
that's fair. I did own a corn cob pipe for a little while.
I know. So we talked about this before because I think you got surprised by Andy Gunnan too. Rednecks are fucking nerds. They are so dorky because they're just like, I don't got shit to do. Like, I'm going to go get a hyper focus. Yeah.
We went through this entire episode. You never even asked me what I'm nerdy for.
You're right. I'm falling down on the job. What are you nerdy for? Did you have something planned?
There were multiple options of this.
I'm sorry. Your upbringing is way more fancy. Yeah. And way more interesting.
Black holes. That was one.
Oh, yeah.
My fiance made fun of me last night for doing the dishes while watching a video about black holes on my phone as entertainment.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And then bowling. Yeah. I know way too much about bowling. What do you want to know?
Okay. How much weight do they bowlers gain on average every year as they become professional bowlers?
Bowlers nowadays are actually very in shape.
Oh, good for them. Yeah,
for the most part, they're very in shape. But the weight of the bowling ball is almost completely standard in professional bowling because the limit is 16. You can't have a ball that's like heavier than 16 pounds. Almost everyone uses a 15-pound ball, though.
Okay.
And that includes women's and men's PBA. And I keep up with the PBA like I do the NFL.
Yeah, good for you.
I know multiple professional bowlers' names.
Dude, this
which is insane.
This is some redneck shit. Dude, you are such a redneck.
It's
wild. But you're also like, you also have like the genteel, refined southern man.
Yeah, I can tell. You know, I can talk to you about a nice bourbon.
You can talk about a nice bourbon. You just learned about the black holes and how they are expanding and they're absorbing
all the gravity and the black hole. I can tell you about how our society's crumbling. I can tell you about all of it.
There is a part of the southern genteel charm where there's like a renaissance man. Like you feel comfortable outside and you're loud in the front parlor.
You know, so that that did just the best poets are Southerners. Old country music is the best poetry that exists because poetry without music is shit. I don't give a fuck about anybody who just writes down poetry and goes, here you go, here's what it is, or any just any spoken word poet, any of that shit. But if you listen to a Townes Van Zandt song,
I don't know who that is.
The greatest American songwriter who ever lived.
Okay,
but But if you listen to that, you go, oh, this guy has more shit going on in his head than anybody else.
Is he the Walt Whitman of that time?
I would, yeah. No, that actually works pretty well.
Yeah. I took a class on Southern literature.
He was more folk than he was country, but he was folk country. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely like a romance and a history of storytelling. I think that makes Southern authors and whatever that man's name was good at telling a story and connecting with people. All right. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say? Oh, tell everybody where they can find you and you're doing comedy. We didn't talk about comedy at all.
I do stand-up comedy.
You do stand-up? Do you have like an album or anything? I don't have one.
No.
Okay.
You can't find my shit. I'm not out there.
You're not out there?
I'm not. I'm keeping it.
You have a YouTube page. You have a YouTube page?
No. No. Don't tell them about that. No. It's just for festival submissions.
Okay.
I don't... You know what? Come see me. I'm Aaron Odom. Are you on Instagram?
Okay.
That's where it is.
We'll have the link in the notes so they can get
to you. I'm Aaron Odom on Instagram. I'm going to start putting some shit out. I am a Luddite, and I don't want to put shit out on the internet because I hate it.
You are funny. You make me laugh. Do you have a joke about being hungover versus being drunk and trying to drive?
I do. I think
about it every time I'm hungover.
Good.
It's fabulous.
That's why I do those jokes.
Those are very good joke. And you're like, your set is tight. You get up there and you're like, set up punchline, misdirect. It's good. He's a very good comedian. Go see him. He's very funny. And you can talk to him afterwards about his snake collection.
Yeah, look at my snakes. I got a South Georgia white snake.
And maybe you're maybe you're really good at diagnosing jock itch versus herpes, and people can show you their junk, and you could do a service to the people.
I can tell you a difference between the two.
Yeah,
one itches and one hurts.
Oh, well, there you go. You could give back to the community. This could be your volunteer work.
Could be.
Yeah, this will get you like the Presidential Medal of something.
God, I hope so.
All right, thank you so much for coming, buddy.
Thank you for having me.